minute of racing today in Victoria at Moi. Eight of the best, and the first goes at 2:45. We're on a soft six, rails in the true, and joining me with the preview is Ray Huxley. Morning, Hucker.
And good morning, Trent.
All right, mate, let's have a look at this first event. It's a maiden for the three-year-olds and older over the 2050. Big field here. 9 and 10 come out. 12 Zesto, $4 heads the market for our mate Jace Maskeel. Two Fast Foils, $4.40. 14 Deja Boom at $5. 7 Tapanui, $5.50. And $8 for 6 Mr. Ziggy.
Yeah, very, very tough race. 2050, they'll be really feeling it at the end of the race. I'm going with the three-year-old filly here down the bottom, Deja Doom. Only had the two starts. The first run was very good. It was on heavy ground at Pakenham, and she took up a pretty good position and held it all the way, finished up running second in a field of eight. And it was quite, you know, an impressive sort of debut. And then her second start, she didn't go so well, was well in the market, ran fifth in a field of 12. But stepping up in distance rather sharply here, I think she, with blinkers on for the first time, I think she might be the filly with a bit of future for her. So, look, I've put the 14 on top, but gee, it's a tough race. Number 12, Zesto. He looks a type of horse who will run out a strong 2050 and next best 7 and 6. But a hard way to start the program, 14 from 12, 7 and 6.
14, 12, 7 and 6. Race 2, a maiden for the three-year-old fillies over 1,100. Pull out number 4, heading the market number 10, Stravain. $2.60 for the German Martin Seidel riding for here for Robbie Griffiths. 12, Unicorny at $3.80. 2, Irish Lilt, $4.80. And number 6, Reline, $5.50.
Yeah, I've seen a bit of Martin too, and he does go okay. I've got no worries about tipping him on this horse, who failed its first start on a wet track, on a soft track, but that was at Warrnambool back in May, and it was immediately turned out for a spell after that run. And its two runs back have been very good on firm tracks at Tatura and Yarra Glen. Ran on very nicely in a 1,000-metre maiden at Yarra Glen last start, or Yarra Valley. And the extra 100 metres here is definitely going to be in her favour. Pretty short, but the number one pick in the race. I thought number 6, Realign, is a horse I'd be watching the market moves on. I only had the one start. That was in a red-hot race at Caulfield, and it ran ninth in a field of 15, but I'm not taking too much notice of that. It has shown ability at the Cranbourne Trials. Number 6, we'll put in number 2 as the next best, and maybe next number 12. So it's 10 from 6, 2 and 12.
10 from 6, 2 and 12, race 2. Race 3, a maiden for the 3-year-olds and older, 1,100 metres they run. Non-runners, though, are 2, 5, 6 and 10, and our market leader is number 3, Mosky, at $3.10. Just ahead of the 7, Paris is Cold at $3.20. 4 Sunshine Jimmy at $5.50, 1 Beat It Just Beat It $7.50, and 12 Spring Nymph at $8.
Yeah, the favourite did show good ability early in the year, including a second on a heavy track at Bandstyle. And with this soft track today, I think it's important to be looking for horses who have shown ability on soft ground. Back in July, it also ran third of 13 in a maiden at Sale and was only beaten a length and a quarter. So no doubts about it being able to handle the ground. It went round in a barrier trial the other day to get it ready for this and was quite good. Ran fifth in a field of 10, but wasn't really knocked around. Only got beaten about 2 lengths. Does look the one to beat, number 3. I think the one below it, number 4, Sunshine Jimmy, is a danger. It runs on quite strongly, and its first up run was very good. We then go to number 1. Beat It, Just Beat It, and number 12, Spring Nymph, maybe next best. 3, 4, 1 and 12.
3, 4, 1 and 12 in race 3. Race number 4, a maiden for fillies and mares that set weights over 1,600 metres. And here we pull out number 8. Favourite number 5, Lovin' the Castle, $3. 14 Tulpa also now $3, so $3 each of 2. 11 Mikey's Turf at $3.40. 10 Lots of Dosh at 9.
Yeah, I like number 14 here, Talpo. I thought it's two runs back from a spell have been very, very good. It's progressing quite nicely, and I think it'll be winning here. I've made up the best of the day, actually, to beat number 11, Mikey Subturf. Yeah, both runs to date have been quite good. It's definitely the danger. And next best will go 5 and 10. 14 from 11, 5 and 10.
14, 11, 5 and 10. Race 5 brings us to the first leg of the Quaddie at benchmark 58 to start with over the mile. Take out numbers 2 and 9. Shorty here, number 3, Turak Miss, $2.15. One Full of Theories at $3.20. 4-0 Lovely and 5 Chickamala, $7.50 each of 2.
Gee, it's a weak race, and Turak Miss, I don't know whether it's really entitled to be that short, but it does appeal as the likely winner, particularly with the 3-kilo claim for Alana Kelly, who is a very, very busy lass. She seems to pop up at just about every meeting that I do the form for. And she's quite an aggressive young rider, and the 3-kilo claim is a real bonus. So I think from barrier one, Turak Miss with the claim is going to be the one to beat. She does tend to get a little bit back in her races and run on late, but gee, her form does read a lot better than the opposition. Number one, Full of Theories, I put in as the main danger. Then go down to number five, Chickamala. It's very well suited here on a wet track. It is a winner here on slow ground. So I think it's definitely a chance, and maybe next best number 4-0 Lovely. 3 from 1, 5 and 4.
3-1-5-4. Race number 6, a benchmark 58 over 2,050. Take out number 2. Number 5, Our Girl Babs heads the market at $3.50. Lewis German riding for Shay Eden. 10, Mr. Charisma at 5. 9, The Armani, $7.50. 4, Alienated, $8.50. And number 6, Chenna's at 9.
Yeah, Our Girl Babs took a little while to break through for its maiden win. It was her 11th start, but she did a good job at Traralgon. She rolled to the front and set a good, solid pace out in front, and they never looked like getting to her. She was an odds-on favourite, and she won like an odds-on favourite should. She was never in danger, won by a length and a half, and might be, now that she has broken through, might be able to go on with it. That was her first try beyond 1,600 metres. It was a 1,900-metre maiden at Traralgon, and she ran it out really well. So the 2,050, I don't think it's going to hold a great deal of fear for her. There doesn't seem to be much speed in the race. In fact, there doesn't seem to be a great deal of ability in the race. So I think she might be able to make it two in a row here. Girl Babs, I put in number 10 for second, Mr. Charisma. Not a bad run last start. He's had 16 starts on wet tracks, and he has run 4 placings. Trained on the track, that's an advantage. Number 9, one thing about him, he does love wet ground. If it happened to rain and the forecast are predicted and the track got worse than a soft 6, it would suit him. And maybe number 4, Alienated, might have a little chance. Not a bad run last start. Put in the 4 of them in the quaddie, 5 from 10, 9 and 4.
5, 10, 9, 4. Race 7, a Fillies and Mares benchmark 58 over 1,200 metres. Take out number 7. 1 Misty Girl heads the market here at $2.50. 5 Asphidian at $4.60. 4 Merry Magic, $6. $10 for 3 Infernal and 8 Light on Ice.
Yeah, I'm going for a little bit of value here in number 5, Asphidian. Who, it was a good run at Mooney Valley last night. I don't know where it pulled it from, but, gee, if it repeats that effort, it will be very, very hard to beat here. Running second at Mooney Valley behind Lucibella, was well placed all the way. It was 100-1, and it's fought on very, very strongly. That was on a soft track, too. So I think she's got a really good winning chance here. Misty Girl got a lot of ability. They haven't missed her with 61.5. Only had 2 starts on wet ground. Did win one of them, and the other one around a very good fifth at Sandown. So she does seem to appreciate wet ground. Number 4, Merry Magic. Might have a chance here. It was beaten at the picnics last start, but it has got 3 wins on soft ground. And then maybe number 8 might be next best. But I think mainly the 5 and the 1. 5 from 1, 4 and 8.
5, 1, 4, 8. The last race 8, a benchmark 58 over 1,000. Scratch here number 1 and 4. Numbers 1 and 4, 2. Camilla Lucinda heads the market here at $3.30. Rose Pearson rides for Dave Brightoak. 3, Blues Your Ball at $4. 5, Ready Review at 8. 8, Young Farrelly, $8.50. $10, the 6, Preemptive.
I like number 2 here, Camilla Lucinda, who is resuming from a spell. She's a front-running type and I'm sure she'll probably roll to the front here and be hard to run down. She has won on soft ground and been placed on heavy ground, so I think she's very well suited here first up, and she had three first up runs for a win and a placing. The other run was in a very hot race at Caulfield, so we know she races well fresh. We know she can handle the soft. She will go forward. She's got the climb. She's racing against very moderate opposition. So I think she's Ibs, the one to beat. I put in number eight for second, Young Farrelly. It's first up from a spell. It has won twice when it's been first up. And for that reason, I think it'll run well here. Number three, Blues Your Ball, I think he's got a chance, and maybe number five you can put in as well. He has won first up, and he is a winner on the track. Two from 8, 3, and 5.
2, 8, 3, and 5. What about a best value Quaddian player of the day?
It's a tough program. We've got four maidens and 458 grade, so it's a very even racing. I'll make the best race for number 14, Tulpar. I think the value is in race 7, number 5, Aspidian, and for the Quadrella, I think the first leg 1, 3, 5, the second leg 4, 5, 9, and 10, the third leg 1, 4, 5, and 8, and the last leg 2, 3, 5, and 8.
Good on you, Hucker. Good luck today at Motown.
Good. Thanks, Sharon.